जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरा बनचारी, जमुना तीरा बनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय ओ राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय ओम विष्णुवाद ब्रह्मंस विराजकाचार्य स्वामी ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रीपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुमानतलापरिश भक्ति सिद्धान सरस्वती गोस्वामी श्रीभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नमाचार श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त बिंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीना श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरे गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रह्मश वृंदावन धाम की जय। ग्रंथराश्रीमद भागवतम की जय। निताई गौर हरि प्रमानंदे हरि हरि ओ हरे कृष्णा। थैंक यू। सो दिस मॉर्निंग विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद भागवतम और वर्स नंबर 35 to 40. Well, all right. So I will repeat 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 47, the song of the bee, text number 35. Yatha durachare preshte मन आविश्य वर्तते, स्त्रीणां च न तथा चेतः, सन्निकृष्टे अक्षिगोचरे, सन्निकृष्टे अक्षिगोचरे, यथा दूरचरे प्रेष्ठे मन आविश्य वर्तते, स्त्रीणां च न तथा चेत, सन्निकृष्टे अच्छि गोचरे यथा दूरचरे प्रेष्टे मन आविश्य वर्तते स्त्रीणां च न तथा चेतः सन्निकृष्टे अक्षि गोचरे Mothers, यथा एज दूरचरे बींग सिचुएटेड फार अवे प्रेष्टा लवर मना द माइंड आविश्य बिकम ऑब्जर्व वर्तते रिमेन स्त्रीणाम ऑफ वुमेन च एंड ना नॉट तथा सो चेतः देयर माइंड सन्निकृष्टे व्हेन ही इज नियर अक्षि गोचरे प्रेजेंट बिफोर देयर आईज ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट व्हेन हर लवर इज फार अवे ए वुमन थिंक्स ऑफ हिम मोर देन व्हेन ही इज प्रेजेंट बिफोर हर समथिंग डिफरेंट टुडे Purport. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the same holds true for men who become more observed in the thinking of a beloved woman when she is far away than when she is present before their eyes. How the world has changed. ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकय चक्षुर्जिनिमिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः भूतैर्महद्भिः ऐमा पुरो विभो निर्मायसे ते यदमूसु पुरुषम् भोक्ते गुणां षोडश षोडशात्मकम् सोलं कृषिष्ठं भगवन् वचांसि मे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये, कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुवयेम च, पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते, गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी, विश्वभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। नमाम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले, श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे, निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे, भावराधिका माधुरी अस्वादय सुखकाज, जयति कृष्ण चैतन्य कलि प्रकटे ब्रजराज। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद, श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा। नाइस टू बी इन वृंदावन धाम इन कृष्ण बलराम कोटियार प्रांगण, वेयर एवरीथिंग इज अवेलेबल, एंड थैंक्स टू मैनेजमेंट फॉर मेकिंग नाइस अरेंजमेंट, एस्पेशली द विंडो। I remember old age, when we joined, we had to clean this because summer season, so much dust was coming inside. But they put the glass now, which is nice. So you get the fresh air, and summertime better you close. Because one who cleans temple, there are hard time. I remember in 76 summer, there are heat from top and heat from down. And we have to clean. Anyway, thank you. So, we have great fortune to hear and speak from Amala Puran, Srimad Bhagavatam. So, we are discussing the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam has 5 sections. The first section is called Janma Prakarana or Birth section. From chapter 1 to 4, the fourth chapter describes about the birth of Krishna. And in this fourth chapter, there are 4 things are described. In first chapter, describe the Hetu. Why did Lord appear? And the Hetu was feeling the pain of his devotee. The Lord appear. And who felt the pain? Mother Earth felt the pain. Devaki and Vasudev felt the pain. And all other associate of Devaki and Vasudev, devotee, So three kind of devotee, they felt pain. So Lord came to Paritranaya Sadhunam. Second section talks about the arrangement. Hetu, the cause, and then prayojan, arrangement. So he arranged Jogmaya to come. He arranged Balaram to come before him. He told Jogmaya what he is supposed to do, she is supposed to do. So this way, this is the second chapter. Third chapter describes about Janma. The Lord appears. In third chapter, there are six sections. First is called Janana or birth. The eight verses describes about Lord's birth. Second section describes Varnanam. The fourth verse describes the beauty of the Lord, how he looks like. The third section describes Astutyam or the prayer. There are two kind of prayer. Prayer by Vasudev and prayer by Devaki. 14 verses describes the prayer of Vasudev and 10 verses describes the prayer of Mother Devaki. Then fifth point is Santvanam. Lord pacified Devaki and Vasudev by telling that how both of you, we are not my mother father now, but our relationship goes way back when you are Pishni and Sutapa. And then last one describes about Gamanam. Take me away from here to Gokul. So third chapter has six different section known as six opulence of the Lord. Then the last chapter, that is first one is Hetu, then the arrangement, then Janma, and then six, the last chapter is Gamanam, where Lord went to Gokul. So this way, the fourth chapter describes the first section of 10th canto, known as Jan Prakaran. Second is called Rajas Prakaran. Start from chapter 5 till in 28th chapter, talks about the killing of different demons who were in Rajasi Prakriti, Tamas Prakaran, starting from Putna to Kesi. So all who were in Tamas Prakaran and mood of ignorance, the Lord killed them. So that's a 28th chapter. Other 28th chapter describes about Rajas Prakaran, starting from killing to Kansa up to Dantavakra. So Mathura and mostly in Dwarika. Then 21 chapter describes about the Sattvic Prakaran, the dealing of the Lord with his devotees in Dwarika and Mathura, mostly Dwarika. And then fifth one is called Iswarja Prakaran, last sixth chapter when the Lord wants to leave the planet. So this way originally 10th canto of Bhagavatam has 87 chapter. But in this one there are 90 chapter. So three chapter Madhvacharya does not accept. 12, 13 and 14. That's a Brahm Vimohan Lila. But we accept. So this is the summary of 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So now we have entered in Rajas Prakaran. Rajas Prakaran start when Krishna kills the Kansa. I mean, four this one and eight from 32. Second, from chapter number 32 starts Rajas Prakaran. This section, you know, chapter up to 49 is Mathura Lila. So, after Krishna killed Kansa, he was sent to Sandipani Muni Ashram. He studied under Sandipani Muni. And when he came back to Mathura, he was very disturbed and he was very upset. He thought that these gopi and all the people in Braj, they have given so much love, but I have become so ungrateful. I came telling them that I am going, I will kill Kamsa and come back. This is what I told to gopis. Tathatha tapyati virjaha swaprasthane yaduttamaha swaprasthane yaduttamaha. When he was leaving Prasthan from Braj, he told them, Shantvayamasa sampremai. He talked to them, pacified them, the gopis, Srimati Radharani and everybody. Shantvayamasa sampremai. With love, he told them, Ajasya iti daityake. I am coming back soon by killing the Kansa. Daityake. After killing the Kansa, I'll come right away. So after he killed Kansa, then there were other Brajvasi there, like Nand Baba and other. They asked him, so now time, let us go. He said, no. Please you go, give me some time. It is all new wound. It takes some time to heal. So he told them, Yatah juyam brajam tatam. My dear father, please go to Braj. Bajam cha sneha dukhitam. The people who are here in Mathura, they are in distress. So I want to stay here and pacify them. Yatya o drashtu isyamaho vidhaya suhridam sukham. I will just pacify them, spend some time with them. And then I will come and be with you all forever. So Krishna was feeling guilty that I have not only told to the gopis, but even to my elder. And this was hunting Krishna day in, day out. So there are two ways. One way that Krishna should go. And not only that, he wanted to go. But all the people in Mathura, they wouldn't allow him to live. They wouldn't allow him to live. Whenever he wanted, they used to swear that if you go, we will all die. So please do not go. And they were elderly people, mother, father. How can he disobey? Nowadays for girlfriend or boyfriend, we disobey everybody. But here, Krishna was not disobeying. So he could not come. So he wanted to send somebody who is equal to whom, who can express his feeling that he has not become ungrateful, but he still loves everyone. Thus, this chapter began. Now, chapter 46 to 49, in four chapter, Krishna, again, as I said, the 10th canto start विथ परित्राणाय साधुना, बिगेन विथ परित्राणाय साधुना, वी आर ऑल्सो इन दैट वी आर सर्विंग कृष्ण. सो इन द फोर चैप्टर 46 to 49 देर आर सेवन काइंड ऑफ डिवोटीज हु वेयर इन डिस्ट्रेस एंड कृष्णा मेड देम हैप्पी. समटाइम आई मे नॉट फाइंड प्रॉपर इंग्लिश बिकॉज माई इंग्लिश इज द गिफ्ट ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद एंड इस्कॉन. आई एम फ्रॉम नॉर्थ इंडिया. देर इज ऑलवेज कंपटीशन बिटवीन नॉर्थ एंड साउथ. द साउथ इंडियन, एनी साउथ इंडियन हियर? दे हेट हिंदी. If I ask him to speak to one language, you know, one sentence in Hindi, hard time. They hate Hindi. And North Indian, they hate English. So that is situation. What can we do? But we are so fortunate that we are the member of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. No caste, no creed. Everything available, Hindi, English, Bengali, pizza, pasta, rice, dal, sabji, chapati, everything, international. We are international. We get everything international. We get international association. So many foreign devotees. Sometimes some foreign devotees, they go, many people want to take photo. So, we are fortunate. All glory to Srila Prabhupada, who brought all together. So please forgive me sometime. But in the flow, I may speak sometime Hindi, sometime English, sometime Hindi and English both. So you have to bear with me. So this chapter 46 to 49, the fourth chapter, describes how Lord is so kind and merciful to his devotees who are in distress. So in this fourth chapter, there are seven kind of devotees who has been, you know, made happy. I don't know how to bring it anyway. First one, this chapter, 30, you know, 46 and 47, is about Nanda Baba, Yashoda, Cowherd, and the Gopija Braj. So these three kind of devotees were made happy. Then other is Kubja was made happy. Then Akrur was made happy. And then seventh kind of devotee, when Krishna sent Akrur to Hastinapur to find about Pandavas, then by presence of Akrur, the Pandavas were happy. So seven kind of devotees were made happy, which have been described in the chapter 46 to 49 in four chapter. Now these two chapter, 46 and 47, we read 46, we heard from 46, Krishna planned how devotee can be happy, those people who are. So first he remember where the Brajavasi. So as I said, there are two ways. One, Krishna could go or send somebody else. So he decided to send Uddhava. Now, Uddhava, the word Uddhava has different meaning. Uddhava iti Uddhava. Ut means bring up. And dhava means from burning situation. If somebody in burning situation bring a pleasure to him, anybody can do, that's a Uddhava. So all the Brajavasi, they were in burning situation. Rupa Goswami, in a small book known as Virahani Radhe, he describes the situation of Srimati Radharani, how she was acting like mad woman. And she was cursing Brahma that why am I alive still? Why I am not able to die? But in her madness, no. If I die, then Krishna will become very unhappy. So I do not want to die. She didn't want to live and she didn't want to die. So that was the situation of Brajavasi. Mother Jasoda, one point when Nand Baba came, and he came without Krishna, she became so angry at Nand Baba that he promised that he will bring Krishna. Why did you come? Why didn't you die? Can you imagine Mother Jasoda saying to Nand Baba how much they loved and how much they had feeling of separation and suffering. So Krishna wanted to dispel their suffering. Thus, he sent Uddhava. Uddhava also means Utsava. Or Utsav means festival. Prabhupada said festival is mother of devotion. In Utsav, we all become joyful. So he sent Uddhava so that everybody in Braj will become joyful. And third meaning of Uddhava is like we have Utsav Murti. The meaning of Uddhava is also Utsav. So Utsav Murti, sometimes we take Utsav Murti around for. So Uddhava is nothing but Utsav Murti of Krishna. Therefore, he decided to send Uddhava. Both ways, one hand, he wanted to make sure that all the people in Braj, they become joyful by going Uddhava. Other hand, Uddhava is a friend of Krishna, Sakha. Sakhadati iti Sakha. One who can eat with person is called Sakha. So Krishna thought Uddhava has all the qualification. They're saying friendship in between equals. But one thing is missing, and that is the love. So who can teach love? Uddhava is such a highly qualified person. Vishnam pramada mantri mantri krishnasya daita sakha shishya virahaspati sakchat Uddhava buddhi sattamaha. Who is Uddhava? Uddhava is not ordinary person. He said, Vishnam Pramana Mantri. He is the well respected in whole Vishnivans. Vishnivans has 14 different kings. They established Jadubans or Vishnivans in Mathura. So Uddhava was respected by one and all. Sometime we are respected everywhere, all over the world. But our wife does not respect. Children does not respect. Family member does not respect, right? We get respect everywhere, but not at home. But Uddhava was respected everywhere. Vishnam Pravaramantri. He was respected by one and all. And he was the Mantri and Sakha. In between there Krishna. Vishnam Pravaramantri. Krishnasya Daita Sakha. So he is the Mantri of Krishna. And Sakha. What kind of Sakha? Daita Sakha. Sukadeva Goswami, when he start talking, first he spoke about Uddhava more than even Krishna. If you see the qualification of Uddhava, which is described in few verses, Sukadeva Goswami talks, many qualification of Uddhava. rather 9 qualification of Uddhava and 6 qualification of Krishna, something like, or 3 qualification of Krishna. So more Uddhava, if there are no devotee, who will know who is the Lord? The first devotee had to be. Therefore, he started talking about Uddhava first. So, Vishnam Pravaramantri, Krishnasya Daita Sakha, a very, very close friend. Daita means, we sing na Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava. Daita means a smaller object of love, one who gets object of love. That's Uddhava. Daita Sakha. He is also mantri and he is sakha. Somebody sometimes say that, Re Baba, you can ask some advice from somebody who is above you. How can you ask advice from somebody who is junior to you? But he is sakha. Many places Krishna has asked advice before he got that letter that he had to come to Vrashya Jagya Maharaj Yudhishthir, and same time he got invitation to protect those kings who were arrested by Jarasandha. So he took advice from, you know, Uddhava, and Uddhava gave good advice. So that's Uddhava, you know. Krishnasya Daita Sakha. Now all these things are okay. Is Uddhava also educated? Or kariyava achar bhains barabar. In Hindi they say, uneducated people say kariyava achar bhains barabar. The black, you know, if somebody saw the black writing, he said, how it looked? So it looked like buffalo. Buffalo looked like black. Buffalo looked like black, so all the writing in black ink also looked like black. So if you tell somebody who is not educated, how this looks like, oh, it looks like buffalo. So we call it kariva achar bhains barabar. The black, you know, writing is like buffalo. Means uneducated. So Uddhava is also educated. Nowadays educational system is here. The rich people, they send their children to America, Australia, Afghanistan also. Not Afghanistan, eh? Yeah, now the war going on, there also have gone. So they send their children. But relationship earlier was much, much more higher. The relation between the demigod and human being were very close. So they could go even to heavenly planet for a study. Uddhava went to heavenly planet for a study. PhD course from Brihaspati. Shishya Brihaspati Sakshat. He is the disciple of Brihaspati. Like Satyabhama, she went to study in sun planet. She disciple of sun god. So the earlier relationship was very good. Alright, he is highly educated. Sometimes some people become highly educated, but they cannot present thing as it should be presented. So it said, Uddhava Buddhi Sattamaha. He is very expert in presenting things according to time, place and circumstances. When I became General Secretary for the UP in 2005 in Varanasi, there one Mr. Dayal, he has arranged a Bhagavad Katha in his house. So disciple of Akhandananda Saraswati, very highly qualified person, he was doing Bhagavad Katha. So I was invited to come for Bhagavad Katha. So I went for Bhagavad Katha. Earlier there were 20-30 people, just family member. And when he started speaking, After 10 minutes, one by one, gone only husband by two left. So he was highly qualified. But highly qualification is not the thing. He may do PhD on Jiva Goswami commentary. That's not real thing. A real thing, how to present according to time, place and circumstances. That is most important. So Uddhava was expert in presenting all these things. So Krishna thought that Uddhava is the person who can do this job. Now the question comes that Krishna was hankering for the gopis and gopi were hankering for Krishna. Mathura and Vrindavan are not too far. Why couldn't Radharani, Anand Baba, Yasoda go back again to Mathura? The Acharya, they said, they are very disciplined. The gopis were very disciplined. They loved Krishna more than anybody else. Even in this verses, it comes, the whole verses, I don't know how I'll finish all four verses, but in this verses, nothing but Krishna felt that the gopi, they love me more than me. That is the foundation of love. If you think that I love such and such more than him or her, then you are not a real lover. Rather, if you think that she or he loves more than me, that's a real love. The gopis of Braj, they really loved Krishna. And Krishna knew this thing, that they love. So question come, why they couldn't go? They could have gone. But Krishna said, also with love, Ayasya iti dauteta. I am coming back. I am just going, killing concern, coming back. This was for the gopis. And for the Maharaj Nanda, he said, let me pacify. So many times Brajvasi, they kept asking, and messengers were coming and going. He was getting, oh, Krishna is enjoying very nicely, everything okay. What does mother, father need? They need to see my son is happy. That's it. They are happy. Other Brajvasi, they said, no, it's not good. We must go. Krishna should come. So Nanda Baba, to specify, you rascal, what are you talking? Don't you know that he has just killed Kansa? And there are so many enemies now. Because he killed Kansa, all the friend has become enemy of Krishna. If Krishna comes here, can you protect him by your stick? Do you have any fort? Do you have any soldier? At least Mathura there is a fort. There are soldiers. There are weapons. So let him be here. That is a real love. That's a real love. Not to be selfish. So Krishna is, he could not sleep night time. He was remembering the gopis and Brajvasi. He was crying many times. He was crying many times. And Uddhava could see this thing. So Uddhava asked Krishna many times, why this thing? And he told that why he is crying. That they will feel that I am ungrateful. This is, you know, worst thing, to be ungrateful. Better to die than being ungrateful. Mahabharata, there is a nice story, but I will not get into that. So one day, tamaham bhagavan prestam. He is a Bhagavan who can do anything and everything. He told to Uddhava, tam aha. To Uddhava, when Uddhava asked, why can you go? You do this thing. He said, tam aha bhagavan prestam bhakta aikantana kvachit gritva paninam panim prapannaha artha haro hari. Once upon a time, when this discussion was going on, he took Uddhava's hand in his hand. The word is gritva paninam pani. Paninam pani has three meaning. One is called pani grahar. When a boy and girl they get married, they call pani grahan. From today we became one. So Krishna hold the hand to Uddhava that now I am initiating you. This is initiation. I am transferring my love to you. What I am going to say to you. Pani Nam. Other thing, sometimes we shake hand with a friend. Like Brahma and Krishna, shake the hand once. Sometime, if my business is not doing good, chalo haath mila lete hain. Join together to do business. But here, Krishna wanted to transfer his feeling for the gopis and the Brajavasi. And how is Krishna? He Bhagavan. He can do everything. But he is sending Uddhava. Prapanna artha haro hari. Each word I wonderful. Prapanna. These Brajavasis are not ordinary. They are prapanna. I always say, they are only called saranagat, other is called prapanna. Prapanna means newly born baby. And saranagat means 10-20-year-old boy. The parents, they love both. But one who is newly born, everything you have to clean the bath, you know, you pass the stool, you clean, feed him, everything. So best thing is to surrender, then surrender this way prapanna. Arjuna said, Sisaste ham sadhi mam tvam prapanna. Prapanna. So these Brajavasi, they are prapanna. And they are in distress condition, artha. To uplift their distress, Krishna is called here as Haro Hari. Both comes from Har. Har means stealing. Like Lord Shiva is called Hari Har. Har. Or Harman, Haran Karne Wala. So he is Haro Hari. So Krishna sometimes takes away the distress of devotee. Also happiness. Therefore he is called Haro Hari. As Hara Hari, he destroys the distress. So it doesn't come again back. And as Haro, he takes the happiness and keeps with him. So the devotee can go after him. So Krishna is called here Haro Hari. So to this Uddhava, you know, Krishna wanted to send to Braj. And then he told Uddhava, Gacho Udham Brajam Samya Pitrano Pitrimavaham Gopinam Madhavi Yoga Adi Masandesa Vimochaya. He said, my dear Uddhava, you go to Braj. Why should I go Braj? The two things are there. One is, you are Soumya. Everybody burning in Braj. Please go and pacify them. Soumya. Bring the coolness. So who are the people? Pitranau Pitrivamaham. Pitranau Bahubachan. Not only Nand Baba Yashoda, but all the Brajavasi, they consider Krishna as their son. So he said, Pitranau Pitrinaha. Pitranau. Naha means two. Nau many. Pitranau, Pritivamaham. Please go. Pritivamaham means tell I am okay. The parents, they want to hear my son is okay. But wife, if you just go and tell your husband is okay, will she be happy? No. Sometimes parents, they are very upset and feeling separation from son. They may cry. But wife, she can't even cry. They are gopi. They have to take everything. So Nanda Baba Yashoda could cry, but not. Gopi naam mad biyoga adhi. Their biyog or their disturbance or distress is adhi, means mental. Adhi, adhi devik, adhi bhautik, adhi, means mental. They are no physical distress. Nanda Baba Yashoda are physical distress. So say, oh, he's all right, fine, no problem, IP. But here, so then he told them, he told, and then last he said, Mas sandeso vimochayat. The gopis can be pacified only by my sandesh. As if Uddhava said, oh, don't worry. I am disciple of Brihaspati. I know how to handle people. I will handle the Nanjasoda. Not only that, I will also handle the gopi. So Krishna said, don't do this mistake. Better be careful. If you think that you can pacify, no way, you will be in trouble. They will not be pacified. Like Uddhava said, I know this, the cause of distress is ignorance. I am educated. I can give them knowledge. And this way, they will be happy. Lord said, don't do this mistake. They are not going to be pacified by your learning or your this thing. He said, mat sandesai. Mat sandesai. So Krishna wrote a love letter. To parents, he just said that I am okay, everything fine. Just pritimamoham, just tell I am okay. But the gopis, he said, mat sandesai, bahubachan again. He did not write one letter, but he write for everyone one letter. And thus, this chapter started. So when this chapter started, you know, first he pacified Dan, Yashoda, and all the cowherd men by, you know, mat sandesai, by saying, by telling how Krishna is. Now when time came for the gopis, so there are three sections. There are 17 sloka in this chapter. So the three section is there. First, Uddhava describes about the opulence of Krishna. Secondly, he describes about the jnana, knowledge, that how he is all providing and all that thing. And gopi was losing their interest to hear in this. They didn't want to hear anymore. And then this sloka starts from text number 33 starts, the new section. And then Buddha says, oh, don't worry, don't be. Just like sometimes classes go on and you can see some classes going away, the devotees are looking like, you know, it's what time. So now you know that, okay, they are losing their interest. And sometimes even time passes but people are sitting, you know, they are attentive. So when this gopi started looking at their watch, I mean, time has come, then Uddhava said, oh, don't worry. Krishna has also given something special for you all. And then he gave this sandesh. That's Uddhava's sandesh. It starts from here. So this verse up to text number 39, from 33 to 39, is Uddhava's sandesh. So this is one thing. Second part was that how Krishna wanted Uddhava to learn about the love. And that starts from text number, you know, 45 onwards. And then one point Uddhava decided, I don't want to go, I want to stay here. So Krishna had to pull his ear, come on, get out, chalo. You got diseased here in Vrindavan, chalo, come to Mathura. This way the chapter finished. Now to summarize this 2-3 verses in 10 minutes. Well, when Krishna gave the sandesh and Uddhava was reading the sandesh to them, they said, all right, if Krishna loves us so much, why he is far away from us? Why he is not here with us? And in that, Asvasya gopikaha sapchatvarse tu sa Uddhava brahmar gita asrutya tad dasa san purim gatam. Okay. So now, you know, why Krishna is not here? So Uddhava said, Krishna is not here because if he feels ashamed that how you all gopi love him so much. You all love him so much. I mean, Krishna, in previous chapter, Krishna had described the how are the gopis, what is their qualification, that Krishna is hankering so much. I'll just read one sloka, the qualification of the gopis. And just I'll take from there. Yes. He said, Ta man manaska mat pranam darthe tekta dehika mameva daitam prestham atmanam manasagata. The word man manaska. I'll just take one word. Man manaska. See, man manaska. Our mind is not engaged in Krishna. Krishna has stated us, man manabhava. Engage your mind in me. But the gopis, their mind was 24 hours a day engaged in Krishna. The word mana manaska has three meanings. One meaning is, their mind is in me. Second meaning is, my mind is with them. And third is, both of our mind with each other. That is the meaning of mana manaska. But even in that, Krishna really loves gopis. And he said, no, their love is more than me. He said, man manaska, madalapa, machesta, madatmika. These are the gopi. Can you imagine? Man manaska, 24 hours a day. They are only in thought of Krishna. Madalapa, they are talking only about me. In happiness or in distress. In every time, they are talking only. Even they don't want to talk, sometimes Radharani used to get angry with Krishna. She didn't want to talk. But without talking about Krishna, she would be happy. So she couldn't be happy with talking, and she could not have, be happy without talking about Krishna. So she said, Madalapa, Matchesta, their life is only for me. They are living only for me. Their only single purpose is to please me. Madatmikam. So these are the qualification of gopis. And Krishna said, you know, the gopis, wherever they go, they only see me. But look at me. I have no love for the gopis. So I have come little away to examine my love. Manasa sannikrishartha mad anudhyaya kamyaya. Only I have one desire to stay back in Mathura. That is, manasaha sannikrishnartha. Somehow our mind can be attracted to them. Manu dhyana. I can also meditate on the gopis like they are doing. This is only my desire. Therefore I am staying here and practicing this. I am staying here and practicing this. Sometime we also say, "Hamara man Bhagwan mein nahi lagta hai aajkal." Jap kar raha hu, jap mein man nahi lagta hai. How to translate? Jap karta hu, lekin man nahi lag raha hai. Yes. So we don't have to think about mind. We don't have to engage our mind. If anything to be engaged, we have to engage our tongue and ear. If we engage our tongue and ear, mind will automatically be engaged. That's our process. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu-smaranam. Vishnu-smaranam is first. First is Sravanam and Kirtanam. Therefore Prabhupada has given us the Bhagavatam class. Everyone should hear Bhagavatam class in class, not on radio. Will not get much effect, I know you all are hearing. Not on Zoom, but here, face to face, we'll have 65%, right, something? When I was the president here, Maharaj, remember, that time classroom was hardly 10-20 devotee. Where everybody? Hearing radio. We cut all the radio. Come on, everybody come here. Right, Maharaj? And we researched that time, 65% effective on hearing face to face. Only 35% on Zoom or radio or whatever. So why to lose this opportunity if you want to control your mind? Here, sit down in class. Even you are sleeping, don't worry, get up sometime. But sit down in class. And chant. And when you chant, you hear, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. This way mind will be automatically controlled. So these two verses, he says, this is what? And said, what about gopi? I mean, he glorifies gopi. There are how great they are. There are two kind of gopi. One who came to Ras Dance when Krishna called. Their mind was also there. They have disobeyed everything. They have broken all the rules, regulations of family life. But their mind was so much engaged in Krishna that they were not there. Oh, I broke. When I go back, what will my husband think? What will my mother-in-law think? No, they didn't thought. When we do something wrong at home and come for Bhagavatam class, we are sitting in Bhagavatam class, but mind is, if I go, my mother will chastise, my father will chastise. Krishna said, no, their mind was there. And other gopis who could not come, because all elderly were there, the whole, they were there physically, but their mind was with me. So these are the gopi. He gave two different examples in two verses. And said, therefore, these gopis are not ordinary. And after these gopi, they heard these two sloka, you know, 36 and 37, all their sikwa sikayat. Kya bolte hain sikwa sikayat ko? All the complaint went away. What they were complaining to though? And they are melted. And then they bestow their blessing of love on Uddhava. And that starts from verse number 39. So anyway, that opportunity we all can hear. I know time is 9:05. So I'll stop here. I just basically gave the summary of 10th canto, and then this section, and then people say, thank you very much. Any comment or question? Maharaj, any comment? Narad, bolo kuch? Panchagoda Prabhu? Yes, thank you for this window. Yes, I said here, I told.
Lord Krishna was showing so much attachment to Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, gopis, gopas, the family life. So us coming from a different background, how do we not reject our family, or lose that loving affection for family and dear ones, and over maybe even criticize them, they're not qualified for that kind of love and relationship. So we come from a different world. Krishna showing so much attraction and so much dedication and love and concern, but sometimes devotees are just very callous.
So what is your question?
Well, how do we get free from being overly callous and not sensitive to a mother, father, and family and friends? And how do we do that?
Well, we don't need to be callous to mother, father, family, friend. We should be always very, very kind. Krishna was there in Mathura, but he was thinking about them. Not that he was not thinking. And because of thinking only, he is sending Uddhava to begin with. That's a living example. That yes, we have to care. We have to make them devotee. That should be our goal. To make everybody Krishna conscious. If Krishna consciousness is so, valuable, then you have to make them Krishna conscious. Now, how to make Krishna conscious? This is up to us. By some time, we can give association and make them devotee. Or sometime, take some senior devotee with us. Make them. The goal is to make them happy. Nobody in the world can be happy with any material thing. Only thing can make anybody happy, that's the Krishna consciousness. That's Srila Prabhupada's books. So give them some books, give association, take some prasadam. In beginning our parents, of course, you know, they are very upset. But after 2, 3, 5 years, oh, my son is happy. That's their happiness to see my son happy. Happy, I am happy. And slowly they also become devotee. Many devotees, like my family, almost everybody devotee. So, any other comment, question? Yes. Prithu Maharaj ki jai.
Very nice statement from Srila Prabhupada. There was one famous personality that came, maybe famous for this. When he said to Srila Prabhupada of Swamiji, he said, I'm so confused. I have so many problems, and I don't know what to do with my problems. And then Prabhupada gave a wonderful solution, he said, and they were out, said, just stand.
Chant.
Everything will be revealed to you in due course of time. And then he said, I decided the whole movement just by chanting Hare Krishna.
Very true. Yes, Narad.
Devavrata was taken back to heavenly planet by his mother to get a higher education. And he became so expert. And when he returned back, he became the Guru Shiromani. So, expert in every education. And his father was asked, Santam was asking him, what about all the spiritual masters that you met? They gave, what kind of education they gave you? He was asking, and Devavrata was explaining one after another. So do you think one day that we'll be getting mercy of our spiritual master to go to heavenly planet to learn something, and so that we can come back and set good example over here?
Are you are in Vaikuntha learning Bhagavatam. Why you have to go to heavenly planet? Why you are worried about heavenly planet?
But you gave two examples, nice examples.
Yeah, so this is much better than that one. They higher than that one. Don't worry. Don't try to go to... He went to America, came back in India. What is the use? So stay here. Here Bhagavatam class. That is going to study in Vaikuntha, Goloka. This is a study in Goloka. Here. It's not Krishna Balaram Hall. As Shruti Kirti Prabhu was saying yesterday, that I have been so many years here, but whole Vrindavan in this courtyard. And Prabhupada said something like, you know, all the Diti Darshan is here, if you have Krishna Balaram Darshan. So this courtyard is everything. And Nand Baba courtyard is such a, Raghupati Upadhyaya said, Sutri Mitare, Smriti Mipare, Bharat Bhajanti Bhavabhita, Ahamiham Nandam Bande, Yasya Linga Varam Brahma. I worship the courtyard of Nand Maharaj, where the Parabrahma Krishna is playing. So we worship the courtyard of Krishna Balaram temple, where Srila Prabhupada and Krishna Balaram have their lila here. Yes, Maharaj. Mike.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for a wonderful class. Prabhu, I want to know, you mentioned 7 kinds of devotees in distress that were made happy by Lord Krishna. Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, the cowherd boys, the gopis, Kucha, Akura, and the Pandavas. Can you please explain to us who was the most happy of all these devotees and why?
I had no thermometer to measure, first of all. Everybody I felt was happy according to their, you know, satisfaction, their content. The Pandavas were happy in distress. Their Pandavas were happy in distress. They never complained. Rather, Mother Kunti said, Vipadaha santuta sasyat tatra tatra jagat guru. Let this calamity remains eternally. That was her happiness. Right? Pandavas were happy in that way. Nand Baba and Yashoda, they were happy. Oh, Krishna is happy, I am happy. The Gopi, they became happy by Uddhav Sandesh. Kuja became happy because Krishna had given her word that I will come and be with you, stay with you one night. Then Akrur, who was so distressed because serving Kansa, he was the only one who stayed and serving Kansa, just like Rup Sanatan, how they felt dejected by serving the Mahusen. So he was, but Lord engaged him. All right, you want to be happy? Go to Dwarka, go to Hastinapur. So that was his happiness. So he made everybody happy. Etha mam prapadante santh thayo vajamiham. All right, let's stop here. Thank you. Granthashraman Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.